The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas Resources today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
I would call the top team of commanders and diplomats who won this war, and I would get their advice as to what to do moving forward. Hagel and Kerry need to be in the region, getting a regional strategy together with our allies to deal with the situation.
Congressman Michael McCaul, Republican from Texas, one of the many voices out there talking about the situation in Iraq. How are you, America? Kate Delaney, thrilled as always to be at the helm of this ship in some pretty troubled times. Iraq's turmoil is our chaos. The U.S. is ordering the embassy staff to hurry up and leave in Baghdad because the attacks are ramping up, headed toward that city. Think about it. A $75 million fortress was built. There's over 5,000 people at our biggest post stationed there, and they're telling them to evacuate with this ISIS, this is Islamic militant group, cutting off the heads of military guys, Iraqi military, and anyone else I guess they can find, and putting them on stakes. That tells you how awful this is. They're moving the staff to the U.S. Consulate General Post in Basra and a few other places, even to Jordan. So the embassy is in the so-called green zone. This is a signal that things are completely out of hand. Not that we didn't know that, because last week it all exploded in Mosul and Tikrit. And Baghdad is the diamond that this group wants. They want to control Iraq. So this trained military is leaving. They're fleeing. They've surrendered tanks, weapons, ammunition to the group. They're dropping weapons. They're getting out of tanks and they're running away. So relocating the staff, heads on stakes, military running away, families just walking away. That happened last week and the week before. This is a brutal situation. Can you fire missiles into Iraq and think that this is going to wrap this up or help Nouri al-Maliki, the prime minister, and the country of Iraq when they're trying to fend off ISIS? I think it's the only thing we can do. I don't know that this ends the problem. And, of course, anytime we use a drone, there's a massive outcry that we're going after innocent people. There's too much collateral damage. And what will it do in the end? Somebody I heard describe the situation as a jihadist Disneyland. Oh, that was chilling. Chilling. I mean, this is nasty, nasty stuff. So where do we go from here? And what about our president, who has so many friends, supposedly, in the Middle East? What about Jordan? What about Saudi Arabia? There's got to be some help to end this sectarian civil war. But I think it's going to be a long time before that happens, and now they're loading up on our stuff on the other side of this. And this prime minister is weak. He couldn't keep it together in the first place. Now, he certainly isn't keeping this country together. And it might be that Iran's best interests are served, actually, should this government stay together. So that means we're probably going to have an alliance with Iran. because, I mean, what are we going to do? They're the closest country that we could work with that has a mutual interest in not seeing more of a bloodbath. And really, that's what it is. They're just shooting people right in the heads, throwing them into a ditch. If Baghdad falls and that country falls, what a disaster. It's already a disaster. I can't come up with enough adjectives. It's a blunder. It was a blunder to begin with. The president said heading into the weekend he wouldn't send troops into Iraq, but he did leave open the door a crack for military action. That means drones. The USS George H.W. Bush was pushed into the Arabian Gulf, moving it closer. So there is a chance that something could be launched from there. I think this week we're going to see some creepy things happen. And then there's the warning that ISIS will just come out after the United States. Not that we're not aware that there are plenty of people that would do harm to us already here in the United States. I think there's more sleeper cells than we could imagine. And even coming and planning things from other areas. But they seem to be particularly motivated, and they have the muscle, or they're getting the muscle, because they have the money to pay them. How many people in your neighborhood or your family sacrificed in Iraq? How many people didn't come back that you know? How many people came back missing limbs? This has to be like a kick in the gut for them. Even though this was very, very predictable. From the beginning, there was a problem with the religious factions. And now we're seeing what happens when one group is especially ignored. The Sunnis. They want to be recognized. They wanted to be recognized years ago. And they did not get the recognition that they wanted. And this is what now has happened because of that. And what about the Ukraine? We have this happening in Iraq. This has to take precedence. The Ukraine situation is still happening. There still is massive problems there. And I think ultimately a land grab by Putin. But there isn't much that we can do while we have all these other things, especially drowning out now what's happening in the Ukraine. The Ukraine's new president declared Sunday a day of mourning, vowed to punish people responsible after pro-Russia separatists, yes, this has happened, shot down a Ukrainian military transport plane. They killed about 50 people on that plane, a huge setback for their own military forces. They say it's the deadliest single incident in their battle against armed insurgency that's happened, that they say is supported by Russia. Oh, my, oh, my. And everybody turns to the U.S. for help. Hang with us. More odds and ends coming up on the flip side. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. diseases, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Gentlemen, in search of a million-dollar smile that'll make them take notice, I mean really get their attention? Then get the mud. My Magic Mud. The fluoride-free whitener with no chemicals, additives, GMOs, or bad taste. And safe to swallow. My Magic Mud detoxifies, reduces sensitivity, cleans and strengthens your teeth while it whitens. Comes as a powder for pure whitening power. Start looking good for that special someone. Get the mud now. MyMagicMud.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
Hamas makes no secret of its agenda. Hamas is committed to the destruction of Israel and to carrying out terrorist attacks against Israeli civilians, including children. We will do whatever needs to be done to protect our people, our citizens, our children, and our teenagers from the scourge of terrorism.
Benjamin Netanyahu, the Prime Minister of Israel, you gotta love that. He doesn't take any crap, as it were. Very direct, saying that Hamas is behind the abduction of three teenagers, and because they said that they had abducted them, and this happened in the West Bank, and so there's a big warning about these missing teenagers, and there's a big fear of what's happening there. So Netanyahu's saying, yeah, we're not going to stand for that. Trust me, we'll do something. And we're talking about two 16-year-olds and a third guy, 19 seminary students in a Jewish settlement block. And Netanyahu says those teenagers were kidnapped, and the kidnapping was carried out by Hamas. Even though there's been no public claim of responsibility, there was a Hamas spokesperson who alluded to it, however. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry, who is the mediator, supposedly, for the peace talks that Netanyahu called off after the Palestinian president, Mahmoud Abbas, agreed to a deal with Hamas back in April. Then that was the end of that deal. So now Hamas carting away these teenagers, not a good thing. And they vanished, apparently, while they were hitchhiking. And the Israeli army responds by going house to house for searches, rounding up, interrogating in a couple of the Palestinian cities, Hebron, and also some of the outlying areas. They say Israeli troops used explosives to force their way into one of the homes belonging to a Hamas-linked family after they weren't admitted. They wouldn't let them in. So it seems as though they've got these three seminary students that are missing. And one of the reports they got was that they were being kidnapped. So at this point, they don't know if they're alive or dead or, you know, what's happening. Although thousands of Jewish people flocked to the Western Wall Plaza, is what they call it, in Jerusalem on Sunday night to do what? To pray for the teenagers' safe return. So Israel has its own problems. Iraq is blowing apart in different directions. The United States is even talking about the possibility of cutting some kind of a deal with Iran. It's crazy what is happening in the Middle East. Crazy. In between all of that, some odds and ends, other things that might have got lost in the conversation include Bo Bergdahl, the Army sergeant, who is now back in the United States, who got back late Friday, starting the process of what they call reintegration after coming out of a military hospital in Germany. 5 years in captivity. What do you get for 5 years in captivity? $300,000 plus $300,000 of back pay. Now you've got the Army appointing a general to investigate the circumstances surrounding Sergeant Bergdahl's departure from the base in Afghanistan, his capture by the Taliban, and what happened afterwards. No timetable for when he's going to be reintegrated. They just say they hope he's healthy and normal, and he's integrated as fast as possible. But the controversy has not subsided, because you have Democrats and Republicans lining up to take shots at what's happened here, criticizing 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue for not telling Congress sooner about their secret negotiations for Bergdahl's release that involved the Taliban and the Qatari government. And what about the five detainees that were released from Gitmo? Will they end up battling it out in Afghanistan? And then you have the whole thing of deserting or going AWOL or what happened. Lots and lots and lots of questions in that follow-up that still we're not any closer to hearing the answers to. And that reintegration process could take not just a week. I think it could easily take a couple of weeks. Easily take a couple of weeks. Then there was this thing that jumped up on the radar, too, over the weekend. You know, people are still talking about Eric Cantor's loss last week. They're talking a little bit about Bergdahl. I know that's probably the buzz in your backyard. The craziness of the immigration kids just being dropped off and Arizona being overrun, and the same with Texas. And then there was a strange story about this Colorado guy, and who, because we've talked about the whole importance of the flag, especially we just went through a holiday where we had a lot of flags that were flown, and I didn't even realize that this, I've never seen this happen before, so now I know you're all intrigued, but somebody decided, okay, well, I'm going to fly the Betsy Ross flag. And he flew it outside of his townhouse in Littleton, Colorado. And they're going to fine him $200. But this guy, David Renner, his name is, said that he was issued the fine by his homeowners association for flying it last week ahead of Flag Day. And he said, do they really think I'm bringing down property values? I'm not flying an Oakland Raiders flag, making a smart alecky comment about the Raiders NFL team. But the homeowners told him that the only flag that's acceptable is the current American flag with 50 stars and 13 stripes. Naturally, the 13 original colonies, you had 13 stars and 13 stripes. He says he has the right to fly the Betsy Ross under the Freedom to Display the American Flag Act of 2005, and that it shouldn't matter. But there is some history here. He did fly at one point the Don't Tread on Me flag, and he got a warning for that. So apparently you got to really clear your flags with this homeowners association. Where he lives, there are 50 townhomes, and they want to keep them all looking the same. So there is no chance that there's going to be an oddball thing out of place like a 13 original colony flag, a Betsy Ross kind of flag. Just won't fly, if you know what I mean, in this particular community. Too much time on your hands is what I say. If they're doing that, too much time on their hands. And then this is a very strange thing, too. Speaking of miscues, there was an air traffic controller. I just watched that movie again, Pushing 10, which is about air traffic controllers. There was an air traffic controller that they say might have prompted a Delta plane to interrupt a landing at Atlanta's airport last week. It was a Delta flight from Detroit changed course in the afternoon after a controller told the pilot not to complete the landing and then said he was only kidding. Oh, I'm just kidding. So the plane was landing at Hartsfield-Jackson Airport in Atlanta and was just a 1,000 feet above the ground at the time. The pilot diverted the plane after the controller told him 6:30 go around. That's what they're saying. Then seconds later, the controller canceled that order. And he said, I'm not kidding, Delta 630. After you land, I've got no one behind you, blah, blah, blah. But it was too late. So instead he went around. That is so bad. There is no joking when you have planes in the air and you say something that would make the plane do something it's not supposed to do with a bunch of passengers on it. For goodness sake, come on, man. Come on. Coming up, it's all about the numbers. We can count.
Americans have always been ready to defend, to serve, and to honor those who defended and are defending all of us. So this month, the Freeze-Dry Guy honors and serves Americans with our meat, rice, and potato sale. Our unit includes four number 10 cans of quality Mountain House cooked diced beef, ground beef, diced chicken, white rice, and two cans of FDG dehydrated diced potatoes. 158 servings per case unit. And during the Freeze-Dry Guy's meat, rice, and potato sale, get one case for only $179, two cases for only $355, or get three cases for only $515, and all come with lots of valuable freebies. For details, click freezedryguy.com and hurry. Sale ends soon. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-FOOD. Plus, free shipping to the lower 48 states from the Freeze-Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
Not just an alternative to the mainstream media. We're the premier independent talk radio network. We are GCN.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
We started a very sad note out of Groverton, Texas. A funeral home director is saying that a former Oiler Titan running back Rodney Thomas died, just 41 years old. An autopsy is underway. They don't know what the cause of death was. He died Saturday. He's living near Houston with his wife and a four-year-old. And during one of the visits to Groverton, where he's from, where he would visit his mother, that's when he passed away. I can remember seeing Rodney Thomas. In fact, I think I've had, or during his lifetime, I probably had three or four conversations with him on various sports shows. He was taken in the third round of the 95 draft, and he played 6 years for the first team I mentioned, including four after it moved Tennessee and became the Titans, so Houston to Tennessee. And he played his final year, actually, with the Atlanta Falcons, but that's very sad, sad news at 41, so young to have that happen. We'll see ultimately what the autopsy shows. Casey Kasem has died at the age of 82. It seemed inevitable he was weakening, and he was the king of the top 40, a radio icon for sure, had a smooth voice, did not expect to become a DJ. That's not what he was thought he was going to do for a living. He ended up doing it, and he became an industry icon, like I said, and you couldn't not know the name Casey Kasem, and especially Sunday morning you would hear his top 40. And that top 40, shockingly, it was around forever, started in 1970. So Casey Kasem dead at the age of 82. This is bad for the people in Philadelphia. In Philadelphia, the rail workers went on strike. The amount, we're talking about 400 workers at a regional rail system, went on strike on Saturday morning, so it shut down about 13 train lines, but big ones, that carry commuters from the burbs and the Philadelphia International Airport, very big for people who fly into Philly because it's easy to get into the city. It started after the negotiations broke down between the Pennsylvania Transportation Authority and the two unions. This is a union thing. Subways, trolleys, and buses are operated by SEPTA. They'll continue to run, so that's the good news there, but it'll still be pretty limiting. Some of the terms include raising electrical workers' pay immediately by an average about $3 an hour. The top wage for locomotive engineers would go up by $2.64 is what they're talking about an hour. And they've been fighting for this for a long time. The last rail strike happened in 1983, and it was a long one. It lasted for 3 months. I mean, this is so serious because of the kind of city it is that the president is talking about appointing a presidential emergency board to intervene in the negotiations and prevent the strike for up to 240 days. So SEPTA, the other rail system, is going to try to throw on some extra subway cars and trolleys and all that kind of stuff. But because of the kind of city it is, that's what happens in a commuter city. So many people rely on that. That's why the president is intervening, I think, in this railroad strike. This has been going on across the country, and some of you may have heard about this. Some of you might be involved in this. You know, it's that homeschooling parents are starting to say, yeah, forget this whole idea of the Common Core. So, for example, in Oklahoma, but in other places as well, there are parents that are showing up a lot at their state legislative hearings and some other political functions, and they're representing the anti-Common Core forces. In many cases, homeschooling parents can teach their kids what they choose, but many of the parents still have a pretty big beef with the standards and being forced to look at what the standards are and what a difference from the homeschooling. They say there's a concern about the ACT and the SATs and all of that and aligning the standards, blah, blah, blah. And the ACT says they support the Common Core standards. The Common Core effort was led by the states, but the Obama administration has offered incentives to the people who adopt college and career standards instead, and that's led to people saying that this is federal intrusion and how dare you and stay out of this because it's not where you want to be. This needs to be a state thing. So as usual, education right in the heart of this. We had a couple of guests on to talk about Common Core versus the other and the other kind of curriculum, various curriculums. And most of you were not on board with the whole Common Core thing. It goes back to the taking the test deal. Are we taking tests? Or are we learning something in school? What is it we need to know? And where are we going with that information? And how much have we, how much are we just focusing on the test, and what a disaster that has become? But because money is parceled out that way, you're kind of stuck. These school districts are stuck, and then now they're throwing some of this on homeschooling, what the standards are. And I think they frankly lose. I think in a battle there, they absolutely lose. How about this about Starbucks? Somehow they always manage to find themselves in the news for whatever positive reason. Starbucks is offering workers 2 years of free college. Baristas working through college are getting an extra incentive from the boss. The company said it's going to offer full and part-time employees a tuition reimbursement benefit that covers 2 full years of classes. That's huge. Think of how many people are struggling to pay off those degrees. The CEO, Howard Schultz, who retook the company back running the day-to-day in 2008, has turned around what became a slumping business and giving people incentives that work for him, like this tuition boost, I think will be tremendous in helping longtime employees who are trying to go through college and juggling that all at one time. But that's big. Speaking of big, $750 million, that's the Baghdad embassy. Now the U.S. is evacuating a supposedly very secure facility, over 5,000 people from the massive blast walls, because they have blast walls all the way around it, and they're beefing up the security at that compound because of the ISIS militants who are moving toward the capital. And the worry is, based on what they've seen, there's no protection, that they got to get out of Baghdad. So it's all about moving as fast as possible. As fast as possible. So they're trying to get everybody out, and it looks like they've gotten most, I say, because I don't know that for sure, but most of the people out, which is good news if they're going to be overrun. Because how can they fight that? And the answer is they can't. You have to have an equal amount of people to fight back, and they don't have that. So ISIS could take that over. Can you imagine? I mean, this group is the nightmare of all nightmares. And in the meantime, everybody's running for cover on this one, including Tony Blair, the former British Prime Minister, who said, "It isn't my fault." It's not my fault. But wait a second, didn't you get the Brits involved in this? So didn't you throw some of your people into the mix here? Yes, the answer is. But the former Prime Minister said on Sunday it was profoundly wrong to think that the invasion of Iraq helped stoke what is now this current crisis, and thinks that there should be targeted military strikes there. So that means that's another drone person. But they certainly are going to go back in. Of all the debates you can have, he's not even going to debate it. He's just putting wraps on that. No way. That's not happening. I mean, Blair won 3 elections and was in office from 97 to 2007. But the way he dealt with the Iraq War and some of the claims he and the United States made about the whole weapons thing really bit him in England. Oh, they wrote about it constantly, every single day. They wrote about it, and that killed Tony Blair, because that's all they were reading in the newspaper about that, or hearing on the BBC. I mean, throughout the entire thing, it was crazy. I would love to do a search to see how many times his name appeared in print or was heard on the air. It had to be very, very high, I'm thinking. On the flip side of this one, we're going to check in on a couple of sporting events that happened, what wrapped up, including the USA taking on Ghana on Monday, 5 o'clock, that game goes off. And I hope a lot of you will be watching at least some of it, because you need to cheer on the USA versus Ghana. Hang with us.
a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
You know, full of confidence to approach Ghana. Ghana with a team, you know, full of individual talent that you all know, the players, and it's going to be a challenge, but we're very confident. Just an awesome moment, because that's the biggest stage you can have where you're going to want to, you know, show that you improved, you know, and nothing better than against a team that, you know, beat you the last two World Cups.
Jürgen Klinsmann, who is the USA coach, talking about Ghana and the first match for Team USA in World Cup. Some of the history of this is that Ghana has played spoiler to Team USA. So what happens this time around? It's interesting because Brazil, the host country, having a few problems executing the World Cup. Matt, you've been watching this. Have you paid attention at all to some of the things they're saying that's happening in Brazil?
I've seen some reports. I know Bob Woodruff and Jeremy Schapp and then Wright Thompson are down there for ESPN, who's covering the World Cup here in the U.S. And they've done a number of stories on the different, you know, the protests and kind of the upheaval, I guess, that's happening there.
Yeah, there's a lot of protests, and there's some problems with the venues and the traffic, too. It's not a surprise, I guess, the traffic, because you've got these different places that are scattered around, so meaning all over the country, and it's been kind of difficult in some cases to get to some of the venues, which was predictable. And so here you go, you know. You have a police officer firing what looked like a live pistol at an anti-World Cup protesters thing on Sunday. Boy, you don't want to see that happen. But it happened. So some tempers are kind of flaring there. It's a good lesson to look at putting up an event and how exciting it is, but how much money does it really pump into the local economy versus people getting around and what you're getting. So there was kind of a violent but chaotic protest that was about a mile from the stadium, the main soccer stadium in Rio de Janeiro, and you had police that were around to watch it all unfold. And somebody decided, I'm going to start shooting, or I'm going to, they look like they were going to have that happen. So then the cop has a round go off, and it's a nightmare. There have been mass protests for about 2 weeks. Hundreds of smaller clashes, too, have been seen across the country, but primarily in Rio de Janeiro and Sao Paulo. Those are the biggest areas for these protests. And this was the concern going into the games, and now they're seeing it unfold. And what do? They have so many people in that country, and they've got to figure out a way to control it the best they can. And the protests, in some cases, are, this was pretty small, but some cases, they get pretty big. The Spurs cream the Heat to win their fifth title. For Tim Duncan, I don't think I've ever seen him smile that wide. 104-87 wraps up the series, and they win Game 5, a pivotal game for the Heat. The Heat couldn't get it done at all, so the Spurs finished off a dominant run to that championship on Sunday. Goodbye, the Heat, and their two wins back-to-back. They're not going to get that three-peat. Instead, it's all about the San Antonio Spurs and their amazing team, talented team, like Kawhi Leonard. Had 22 points, 10 boards for the Spurs. And he was the MVP. Another title. They won in 99, 2003, 2005, 2007. And then last year they could not handle the Heat. The Heat was just too tough. But you can bet they are going nuts in San Antonio. Because this is a very, very big win. Everybody was talking about LeBron James and what was going to happen with him. And, oh, there'd be three in a row. But the Spurs' 12th win by 15 or more points ever in a postseason. They outscored, this shows you how dominant they were, they outscored opponents by 214 points in the postseason. That's huge. 214 points, people. That is a sign of a really good basketball team, to say the least. You have to tip your cap to Greg Popovich for the kind of performance that he got, knowing, let's close this out. Let's just do it. Let's just do it and say it's done and not have to worry about it. In the meantime, the U.S. Open was won by 8 strokes. Wow, 8 strokes. Martin Keimer won, the German, and it seemed like no one could even get close to him. And they didn't, because he had a couple of really great rounds. He had some opening rounds, 65s, and that was a 36-hole scoring record. And nobody ever got 4 shots closer in the final analysis of the last couple of days. So he had the big lead, and he was able to hang on to the big lead. So the German wins our U.S. Open, 29 years old. 29 years old. And Pinehurst, some of those holes in Pinehurst couldn't be tougher. I mean, could not be tougher. And he had some out-of-bounds shots, or not out-of-bounds, they were inbounds, but they were in the kind of fescue-y areas that were tough that he was able to make some great plays on, and what a difference I think that made for him. So it was a very, very big win. And we haven't had, you think of the U.S. Open and American players, 7 out of the last 10 U.S. Opens in the world of golf have been won by somebody outside of the United States. Outside of the United States. So that's huge for Keimer. At one point in his career, number one in the world. It shows you how quickly and fleeting that can be. Number one in the world in 2011. And then he started to mess around with his game. And when he started to mess around with his game, then he suddenly plummeted down the ladder in the opposite direction. So now this is pulls him back in the right spot. It pulls him back in the right spot. And congratulations to the Los Angeles Kings as they wrapped up in 5 their series against the New York Rangers. They did it, now winning 2 times in the last 3 years. And that is a very, very big win for them because the series has been close. That series had been close where it was a goal or, you know, a goal or so that separated them. And they were able to pull it out again by just a goal, but they did it, and they win and hoist the cup, and the people in Los Angeles couldn't be more thrilled as they sort of embrace hockey. They have some diehards, but they've had a few new converts to the game, too, and that's a credit to the way the Kings played, and it's a credit to the winning streak that they have been on. When you win, everybody's happy. When you lose, not so much. But when you lose after coming off some big winning years, it's a little easier to swallow because then you can always say, well, we're retooling the team. It's all about retooling. Once we get that done, then you wait and see where we go with it. All right, final note to end on, and it's a situation in Iraq. Very depressing to see this, hear the stories of people being beheaded and sticking their heads on lampposts and that kind of thing. Can you imagine living that way? That's why we still live in the greatest country on the face of the earth. There is opportunity if you just believe and let everything else roll off your back and you see what this country is going through and ultimately what we may be sucked into because we're in position. Let's hope it's in the air versus boots on the ground because I don't think any of us really could stomach that. Thanks for listening to America Tonight.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terraganics. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terraganics. Life's getting better.